This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarShow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree that there are things and tools that are available to us to slow this thing down.
What?
Sometimes I'll start a sentence and I don't even know where it's going. I just hope I find it along the way. Like an improv conversation. Improvisation.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And to help lead our federal testing program, I've tapped Dr. Tom, I hope I pronounce it, Engel.
Are you all right? What? Have you got a stutter? Okay, fine. Don't worry.
This means you're failing English.
Me fail English? That's impossible.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Another blow for Dementia Joe today. He's got four Pinocchios from the Washington Post for his statement that he was arrested multiple times. That was his big speech the other day in Atlanta. Not just once. He was arrested multiple times. He was arrested in Ohio at a girl's dorm. College dorm. He was arrested in Soweto, South Africa. He was trying to visit Nelson Mandela, and you know, someone just pointed out. I remembered a little bit of this, when he claims he was quote unquote arrested in Soweto, which is a big slum area in urban, I don't know, Johannesburg or one of those places, and Mandela was actually imprisoned on or at Robben Island. That's like close to 900 miles from Soweto. It's a big country. You know, Joe made it sound like, you know, it was around the block, but of course the whole thing was a total lie. All right, 844-500-4242. People are also texting about this case in Michigan that you may not have heard about. Judge finds cancer patient 72 for overgrown lawn. Quote, I'd give jail time if I could. And again, this is when you got all these criminals running around, killing people, pushing them onto the subways, tracks. You know, carjacking out of control, organized looting. And a hardline judge has fined and ridiculed a 72-year-old Michigan man with lymphoma, ruling he should be ashamed of being too weak to mow his overgrown lawn. This guy's from Hamtramck. It's a community about 6 miles north of Detroit. I thought it was surrounded by Detroit. Admittedly fell behind in yard maintenance after he was diagnosed with cancer of the lymph nodes in 2019. That he got, they subpoenaed him. In now viral footage of the Zoom court hearing a couple of days ago, defendant's breathing appeared labored as Judge Alexis Crote of the 31st District Court berated himself. If I could give you jail time on this, I would. You should be ashamed of yourself. You've got to get it cleaned up. This is totally inappropriate. How many years did those people, did Mass and Cass in Boston, live down there on the street? Just, you know, shooting up on the street, dirty needles, feces. Not just in Boston, everywhere. All these homeless people. Who created more of a mess? This guy in Detroit or all these bums living on the street all over all the major urban centers across the country? Time now for the Chump Line.
Is this the end for poor Basement Joe and his gaggle of rump swabs? Oh, say it isn't so.
Someone says Brandon is the modern-day Walter Mitty. I don't think Walter Mitty, though, ever bragged about being arrested. He dreamed of being a hero. I mean, how is being arrested a badge of honor under just about any circumstance?
Imagine if Plugs was a baseball player. His nickname would be Whiff.
Yeah, it could also be Alibi Ike, but that one nickname is already taken. The Chump Line is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. These ocean view rooms with a fireplace and two queen-size beds are going fast, so book yours today for just $119.99 at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com.
Hankos has decided to go for strike three. He doesn't care, it's all for free. The left will spring for her final fling, but once again, they'll end up with a wailing banshee.
207, roses are red, Kamala is not black, Joe has dementia, and Hunter's on crack. It's not bad. I like that.
Oi, Allie, Boss Johnson calling from across the pond, mate. You thought you were insulting me by comparing me to Governor Baker? Well, I'd rather be compared to him than Donald Trump. In fact, no one will ever say that I'm making England great again, mate. When I'm done with it, Great Britain will just be Britain.
I loved having Boris, listening to Boris Johnson yesterday, apologize for throwing a garden party, a bring your own booze party. How Fleet Street is it? Bring your own booze. And while he's got the entire country shut down, at least people like Lori Lightfoot, Phil Murphy, they just shut down a city or a state. This guy shut down the whole country and then threw himself a party.
So I ask every American political intern, are you on the side of Bill Clinton? Are you underneath Eric Swalwell? Are you on top of Andrew Cuomo?
Who's fixing Andrew Cuomo's cell phones now when they get screwed up? Where does Andrew Cuomo live now? He doesn't have a house, you know. He doesn't own any real property. Does he live with his mom, Matilda? Does he live with Fredo? Does he live with one of his pansexual daughters? I don't think he lives with his ex, Carrie Kennedy. I know that. I'm pretty sure about that one.
Joe Biden and the Democrats can speak all they want about Jim Crow. However, in the 22 midterms and the 2024 presidential elections, it's going to be Joe Biden and the Democrats eating crow.
Let's hope so. Knock on wood.
Hillary isn't going to run for president in 24. She's going to waddle.
Yeah, I've heard that verb used to describe her a lot in the last 24 hours. If you got to see the picture of her if you haven't seen it. Her and Bill walking on the beach in the Hamptons last summer. Oh, my God. She's huge. We looked up her height today, 5'5". I'm just trying to figure out how much someone who's 5'5 weighs if they're as wide as Hillary Clinton. She's definitely over 200 pounds.
Now that the filibuster is racist, are they going to put a warning message before they show Mr. Smith goes to Washington?
They don't have to colorize Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Just play some, they've got all the color videotapes of Biden from 2005. They've got all the videotapes of Schumer. That's what, that's how Cotton transcribed his speech that he delivered on the floor of the Senate yesterday. He used Schumer's own words. It was brilliant.
Mr. President, would you like some dressing with that word salad?
Let's play cut 13 of him getting all mixed up with this is one of his important new appointments.
And to help lead our federal testing program, I've tapped Dr. Tom, I hope I pronounce it, Inglesby, correct? Is that right, Jeff?
Ranch, French, Thousand Island, Balsamic.
Jimmy Carter just called. He wants his presidency back.
Jimmy Carter's got to be happy about this. People have said this before. I mean, he's no longer the worst president by any stretch of the imagination. I was looking at a list of UNC alumni the other day. James K. Polk. He's the only president that went to UNC. John Edwards couldn't quite grab the brass ring. So James K. Polk is, you know, he's not one of the top 10, but he's a little closer to the top than Jimmy Carter or Joe Biden, I would say.
Hey, Howie, I'm told I need to remember January 6, 2020. The only thing I remember is that gas was $2 a gallon.
Was it even $2 a gallon? I seem to remember it at about like $1.70 or $1.80 a gallon.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. Do you want to be on the side of George, Mike Wallace, or Dean Martin Luther King? Do you want to be on the side of John, Jerry Lewis, or Bull, Chuck Connors? Get ready, pal. I'm tired of being quiet. Not a joke.
Let's play the cut of Pelosi saying nobody knows who Bull Connors is. I haven't got the sheet in front of me right now, but...
The only criticism I would make, too, I wouldn't say they're criticisms, but observations. Nobody knows who Bull Connor is. And if we're making the case that they want to be with Martin Luther King or Bull Connor, who's that? Want to be with Martin Luther King or the people, Martin Luther King and John Lewis, or the people who unleashed the fierce dogs on them? That's who Bull Connor is.
Maybe people don't know who Bull Connor is. Yeah, I think he was the police commissioner or the police chief of Birmingham, Alabama. The important thing to remember, the only thing to you need to remember about him was he was a Democrat. Okay? He was a Democrat. Kind of like George Corley Wallace. Kind of like Jefferson Davis, the president of the Confederate States of America. All the people that Joe Biden was throwing out there as evil totalitarians were Democrats. Every last one of them.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The chump line number, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And if you like the chump line and you didn't hear your message, or you just like to hear a second chump line, we have a second chump line. It's called Chop Chumps. Those are the messages that didn't make it in the one you just heard. The second chump line of the day, Chop Chumps, is posted around 7 p.m. every weeknight, Eastern Standard Time. And get it wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The chump line is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. These ocean view rooms with a fireplace and two queen-size beds, and they're also pet-friendly. They're all going fast. So book yours today for just $119.99 at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com.
Mr. President, would you like some dressing with that word salad?
Yeah. What kind of salad dressing do you... He takes Russian. Yeah, cause in honor of the $3.5 million that Hunter Biden got from the widow of the mayor of Moscow. That's his favorite. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy's going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10, if it's used at all.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
The good news for Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of the UK, is that he's now yesterday's news. Prince Andrew, the Duke of York, has been stripped of all of his titles and his epaulettes and his ribbons and his medals and his title. You can no longer call him His Royal Highness. Oh, no! Just because he had his picture taken with that 17-year-old girl with Ghislaine behind him. And many other things he's being stripped of his title from. This new year, let HelloFresh deliver fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and recipes to your door. Get 16 free meals plus 3 gifts with code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What was the worst part of Joe Biden's day? The Supreme Court blocking his vaccine mandate, the filibuster lives, Hunter Biden's ex-wife publishing her memoirs, or Hillary Clinton's 2024 trial balloon?
I don't think the Four Pinocchios rises. We don't have to redo the poll question. That's not quite in the same league. He could get a Four Pinocchios any day if the fact checker would ever come in and go to work. So I'm voting for the filibuster lives.
46% say the filibuster lives. 39% vote for the Supreme Court blocking the vaccine mandate, and virtually tied at 7 and 8% respectively, Hunter Biden's ex-wife and Hillary Clinton's trial balloon.
Okay. Now, before we go back to the phone lines, I want to play this cut from Kamala Harris, how dumb she is. Now, think about this. This voting rights bill would have a federal takeover of elections, even though the Constitution says, it doesn't leave it, it's not like, you know, ambiguous language or anything like that. It says the states will set up and run all elections. That's what it says. So this is what Kamala Harris says. If you don't support this unconstitutional bill to have a federal takeover of elections, which is specifically prohibited by the Constitution, well, just listen to what she says. Cut 15.
I will not absolve the 50 Republicans in the United States Senate from responsibility for upholding one of the most basic and important tenets of our democracy, which is free and fair elections and access to the ballot for all eligible voters.
What about Senator Manchin? What about Senator
I don't think anyone should be absolved from the responsibility of preserving and protecting our democracy, especially when they took an oath to protect and defend our Constitution.
And the best way they can protect and defend that Constitution is by passing a law that is blatantly unconstitutional. And she's supposed to be intelligent? Good Lord. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hi, good evening. Just 2 points. The first one is that the reason why they are not not arresting certain people, such as BLM, and FIFA, et cetera, is because it's a Marxist tactic.
Thanks for the call, John. 844-500-4242. They've identified another one of the FBI's most wanted that has been dropped from the most wanted list. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We are now sold out of the Aviva Trattoria gift cards and at HowieCarshow.com. $25 for a $50 gift card. You can still get one to Maria's Ristorante in Portland. $50 gift card for $25. And you can also get a $50 gift certificate to Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire for $25. We have a bunch of stuff on the website as always. Cheap bastard deals, and otherwise go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store and check out the Fun Spot gift certificates, the Maria's Ristorante gift certificates, and everything else we've got on site. Now it's time for the Week in Woke.
The Howie Carr Show now presents the Week in Woke.
Do you tire of remembering which pronouns to use? Do you find yourself trying to remember the correct acronym when addressing social issues? Are you struggling to find new and exciting ways to reduce your carbon footprint? Well, fear not, friends. The Week in Woke is here to help.
Usually I'm confused by these stories. I don't get out as much as I used to.
You don't get around much anymore?
Exactly. As the old song goes, you know? And so I don't know. You know, I don't know how a transgender man or woman started. I don't know what they started as.
A transgender woman started as a man.
It's a man, baby. But, you know, and I've
Excuse
never understood.
Me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
And I've never understood, when do you stop being a man? Is it hormone shots or is it the actual operation? I won't use those horrible words. Well, yeah, I will. Castration, emasculation. Mutilation. Self-mutilation. Do you have to have that done or can...
No, you can just self-identify. You can be a man just by self-identifying.
Yeah, you don't even need to. Yeah. You don't even need
no
to,
surgery required.
You don't even need to take the hormones, right?
Correct. Yeah, you can just identify. You can just declare one day. You can shout into the ethos that you're something else.
You know, another thing that Cotton did this week, the senator from Arkansas that I liked, he filed legislation, not that it's going anywhere, but he said, that the Bureau of Prisons should not be allowed to assign men who, quote-unquote, self-identify as women to women's prisons. I've been waiting for a long time. I go to the BOP.gov website, Bureau of Prisons, to see where people are. You know, I just like to keep up with these things. Because I know some of them, you know, or I know of them. And I'm always shocked when I go down and you have to identify by the name, age, race, and then the sex. And you only have two choices. And I just can't believe that, you know, somebody hasn't put their foot down. BOP is under Department of Justice, I believe. Why is Merrick Garland allow this outrage to continue, Taylor? Can we check into that?
Oh, he's much too busy trying to figure out how he can stop states from changing their voting laws. Anyway, we've got a few stories here for you today, and some of them dovetail very nicely with each other. The first one is one you sent me, Howie, and I presume you're a fan of the writings of Norman Mailer?
Yeah, he's okay. Yeah.
I've never read anything he's written. I have... Can't heard the name Norman Mailer in my lifetime.
There's a great headline in the a great cover in the old National Lampoon, and Norman Mailer is in front of this the editor at the National Lampoon, and it says, "Well, Norm," and then Norm Mailer goes, "Norman," says, "Well, Norman, your writing just isn't good enough for the National Lampoon."
Well, that statement is probably truer today than it ever was after a book is being canceled by Penguin Random House after an essay of his was discovered. I mean, it was rediscovered. I mean, it was widely
published. It was never lost.
No, it was never lost, but they just became aware. A junior staffer became aware. So it's always people taking things out of context or, you know... This was a writing back in 1957 entitled The White Negro by Norman Mailer.
Oh, I'm getting the vapors just hearing the word.
Penguin Random House is understood to have informed the Mailer family that it no longer had plans to publish the collection of his works to celebrate the centenary of his birth next year. He would have been 100 years old next year, and they were going to publish this collection, but now they're not going to anymore. He was one of the defining voices of the American 20th century literature, but...
He was one of the founders of the Village Voice, which used to be a pretty important weekly newspaper.
And he was a controversial figure. He was...
He stabbed his wife.
Stabbed one of his six wives in the leg with a penknife during a drunken row. Are you really a writer if you don't have a drunken row now and then?
he wrote a book called The Prisoner of Sex. It was a big book in the magazine story made into a book. And then he had one of the great World War II novels, The Naked and the Dead. He was crazy. He was a big pot smoker.
The infamous
pot smoker.
The 9,000-word essay explored Mailer's philosophy on hipsterism and declared the murder of a white shop owner by two black teenagers was an example of daring the unknown. James Baldwin, influential black writer, criticized the work and accused Mailer of employing racial stereotypes. So,
you know, the thing I most remember about Norman Mailer is one time he said he went on David Susskind, the old show, and he was loaded, and he thought he was really brilliant on it. And this they used
as
to
most
report.
People do when they're really loaded.
Well, that's why I like the story. So he goes on, so he leaves, and the thing is recorded, so it's going to be shown an hour later. So he goes to this bar to watch it and to see how everybody else reacts to it. And so he's sitting there by himself, and they're like these two couples are sitting there, and he says, "Can you put the David Susskind show on?" And so he's on there, and you know, he thinks, "Boy, am I doing a great job?" And these two couples are sitting there, and they all start going, "Man, who's that guy with Susskind? What a bleepity bleep that guy is. He's drunk." And Norman Mailer said, "I learned something that night about TV."
Yeah, it shows when you've had a few too many. Perhaps
yes.
Norman Mailer could have used this feature that we're about to learn about. Microsoft Word introduces new woke feature to suggest PC alternatives. Now, we've heard things like this before, but now it's officially being implemented in the latest version of Office 365. They have a political correctness tool to help users make their writing more inclusive. And it will present a purple line underneath the written copy that the software deems that it might imply bias, and it offers alternatives. Among the things that feature looks for are age bias, cultural bias, gender-specific language, sexual
gender-specific language, you mean yep. Like he or she rather than they?
And there are some examples here that the kind folks at the Times decided to put through the new system. So the first thing they tried was Neil Armstrong's phrase when he stepped onto the moon. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Microsoft Word underlined mankind and said, "Would you like to change this to humankind or humanity?" Which
no, I would like to disable this software.
Still is problematic, to use their word, because you can't spell human without man, right? They also entered the children's cartoon Postman Pat, and that changed mail carrier to postal worker.
I'm gonna read later on the temperance address of 1842 from Abraham Lincoln. I think you would have a problem with that software, right? Here are the first words: "When the conduct of men..."
People.
"So with men."
People.
"If you would win a man to your cause..."
Homo sapien.
"First convince him that you are his sincere friend."
This is...
Now the machine, the software explodes.
Abraham Lincoln was very problematic.
"So whose side are you on? Abraham Lincoln's or Norm Mailer's?"
Or Elvis Costello's, because he is canceling one of his own songs that has a lyric that is very similar to Norman Mailer's essay title, and he actually uses the forbidden N-word. He says white N-word in the song Oliver's Army. He says he's gotten so many complaints over that lyric because it was taken out of context. So many hipsters, so many young people have complained about that song to him that he's just thrown his hands up and caved to wokeism. Instead of explaining the song before he plays it, he has just decided not to play it henceforth, and he's asking radio stations that have played it for the past 40 years to take it off the air. I don't know of any stations in the U.S. that have played it. I would imagine these are
when
UK
was the last
stations.
Time any radio station played it? It played anything
any
by Elvis Costello.
And he's not yeah.
bad. He's pretty good. So he's got some good stuff.
I've never really been a fan of Elvis Costello. I can't really think of anything that really jives with me that he's done.
He's okay. He had some songs. I, you know, nothing's coming to mind right now, but I just remember some of them had a good beat. You could dance to them. So they were okay. But he's been in trouble before. He called Ray Charles some bad, that were a racial slur and got into a lot of trouble.
Oh, well, maybe it's right that he cancels that song altogether then. One story that was really of note to me, and you may have heard about this earlier on the Grace Curley Show, CBS rebooting The Honeymooners with a female lead. It's not Ralph and Alice anymore. It's Ruth and Alex. And
how did the Ghostbusters female remake do?
Wah, wah.
And how did that new movie about all the female superheroes that just came out, the 355, I think it was called? That was its box office gross for the entire world, $355.
Or the Ocean's 11 reboot with all women.
Yeah.
The story is described as centered on new wife Ruth and her husband Alex, who are determined to have a marriage where they are true equals in every way. But what happens when a marriage has two heads of the household? Are they co-heads or no head at all? That's the liner note for the new Honeymooners.
Does Ruth drive a bus?
Does Ruth threaten her husband with domestic
to
violence?
To the moon?
Yes. That was the premise of the show, that he thought he was the head of the household, but he was too stupid to run it. But he always learned his lesson in the end. And one last quick story. I thought you might like this one, Howie. Farmer uses virtual reality to make cows think they're in a green pasture. It's wintertime, and in Turkey, this farmer has decided to test out virtual reality on two of his cows. He's found out that they produce more milk because they think they're in a green pasture thanks to the virtual reality. They've gone from producing 22 liters to 27 liters a day.
Cows are even dumber than I thought they were.
I mean, what do they care? They think they're in a better place. And so many people are the same.
As long
way.
As it's warm, what do they? You're right. What do they care? As long as they get milked in the morning. Well, what's the problem?
They think they're out in the wild pastures of Turkey. That's the Week in Woke, Howie.
Thank you, Taylor. 844-500-4242. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. Our federal debt has now reached about $29 trillion. What our government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. We all dodged a bullet when Senator Manchin announced he wouldn't support the Dems' crazy Build Back Better boondoggle. But the Democrats won't give up that easily. They're already back scheming to pay off their constituencies with still more trillions in handouts. That is most assuredly not good news for middle and working class American taxpayers. Whatever Washington Democrats do this year may mean yet more inflation. One out of every $5 now in circulation has just been printed out of thin air in the last 24 months. How can we not have double-digit inflation when the Fed's only answer to everything is printing more money? So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. That's why I protect my life savings with physical gold and silver. And now you can too. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. Goldco.com/Howie Carr and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Go to Goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's Goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr. The Supreme Court's decision on the OSHA mandate essentially means that in this pandemic, it is up to individual employers to determine whether their workplaces will be safe for employees and whether their businesses will be safe for consumers. So President Biden, you'll see this in his statement, will be calling on and will continue to call on businesses to immediately join those who have already stepped up, including one-third of Fortune 100 companies, to institute vaccination requirements to protect their workers, customers, and communities.
Screw the Supreme Court. You do what we tell you to do. You will make the peasants get the job. How about a little humility? How about a little contrition? 844-500-4242. Farmer John says, if you look at that cow with the virtual reality glasses on, they aren't even over her eyes. Fake news to get that guy's name in the news. 401 says, the cows with virtual reality is like Dementia Joe with his fake White House set. He actually thinks he's the president, just like the cows think they're on grass. I hadn't thought about that comparison. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
No, Howie, be on hold. I got to listen to the whole conversation. No, it's more like Edward G. Robinson in the Charlton Heston movie, Soylent Green, where they're about to put him in the theater. He gets to watch Flowers right before they kill him.
I don't know about that. The Edward G. Robinson we've been playing today is where he's counting the votes when he's Johnny Rocco from Chicago, the Al Capone character. Thanks for the call, Johnny. Karen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Karen.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
I am calling because you were talking earlier today about the media and the narrative and maybe taking the hospitalization numbers, you know.
Right. The Associated Press is directing its people not to mention the hospitalizations anymore because it's hurting the Democrats. They don't say that, but that's the reason. You know that. Everybody knows that.
Right. Well, I saw something interesting on the local news starting, I think it was last Thursday. In addition to reporting the hospitalizations and the number of positives and all that, they were reporting the percentage of people in the hospital that were vaccinated and unvaccinated. And I thought it was interesting because the narrative has always been that the vast majority of people in the hospital are unvaccinated.
It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Biden lied about that again today at the White House, and then he admitted that people that are vaccinated or unvaccinated, they're both categories of people are getting sick.
I've been saying that as we remain in this pandemic. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, and I mean by this right now, both vaccinated and unvaccinated people are testing positive.
So that means it's not a pandemic of the unvaccinated, Joe. Does Joe understand any of the things he says? No, he doesn't. Go ahead, Karen.
Oh, sorry. So the numbers that they reported, I think it was on Thursday, that it was 6.
Yeah. I mean, the majority of American adults are now vaccinated. But they're getting sick just like unvaccinated people are getting sick. Maybe not as sick, but they're getting sick. I'm Howie Carr.